from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday. It's your sports bros, Rop and Sook. I'm Rop. Big Sook's right over there. Yeah, we're cussing. It's a big Wednesday show.
Rob's saying sexually perverted things that we're having to dump. I don't know if that word has ever been used on these airways.
Why did I say that?
I don't know.
God.
It is just a word that you don't hear very often. Wow.
You do on this show.
Yes, you do.
Especially on a Wednesday.
And it was in response to my beard.
Yeah, somehow Just for Men turned into
something else.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I had to squirt.
From coloring my beard to something entirely different with my beard.
Well, you did say Just for Men. You did say that. So I had to, you know, I was workshopping it. I'm coming hard. Live on the air.
Yeah, it was a
went a little
workshop.
Too far.
Yeah. Hey, it happens. Hey, polar bear just went yard again.
Who?
Pete Alonso.
Oh, who cares?
I care.
Hey, coming up, new in college football in 2024, and should the Vikings sign this guy? Not me.
No.
That was not me doing two thumbs. Yeah, it sounded like that.
Should they sign you? Interesting.
Oh, by the way, somebody brought up, you said you'd never remotely even come close to being the player Deion was.
Yeah.
Well, somebody brought up a good point. They said, even at your age of 46, mm-hmm. He may lose his foot.
Herein lies the question, though. A one-legged Deion Sanders at corner or me at corner, I'm not certain that a one-legged Deion Sanders isn't the way to go.
Wait a minute. You didn't play corner.
No.
You're an offensive lineman.
Yes.
So you can't. We're not just going to put you at corner.
Then yes, if he loses his foot, because how old is Deion? He's got to be what?
Good question. I don't know.
Deion's got to be in his 50s, right?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
Well into
his
50s.
Let's check.
I'll say like 55?
His
54?
Age is... Oh, what? Hold on.
Are you okay?
Hold on. Oh, there it is. 57.
Oh, he's older than I thought. Well, right now, I'm going to make a bold statement.
Do it.
Because he lost a couple toes, right?
I think so.
I think he's down to 3 toes on that one.
I think he's down to 3 toes. 57-year-old Deion Sanders with 2 missing toes on his foot. I, right now, currently, if you had to suit one of us up for a football game, any level.
Mm-hmm.
Any level. I am a better football player right now than Deion Sanders is.
What a proclamation.
I ran through that bull.
Are you sure?
Yes.
He does limp over there.
He's got, he, he's missing toes and he's 57 years old.
What toes though?
His big toe, like is his big toe and the other, there's no, he can't run.
He cannot run?
He can't run.
Are you sure?
Yes. He walks with a massive limp.
I know. I saw
that. So yes, I thought at one point if he lost his foot, but no, I'm willing, as old as that as he is, I am making the bold proclamation that for the first time in my life, I am a better football player than Deion Sanders.
I like that for you.
Yeah.
I do too. I think that's great. That's big. Does that make you feel good?
That's big for me right there. I don't think I've ever been able to say that before. Now, if he was 57 and was still had all of his feet and didn't have the nerve thing, then no.
Now,
he's still a better player.
I just saw an article because I Googled it.
Yeah.
It's on runnersworld.com.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Prime is running again.
Damn it.
He has had 11 surgeries. He has blood clots in his leg.
What an upset.
Yeah.
But he is running. Mm. And he says, God is so good.
He's back running, huh?
Yeah. Mm. Now, I don't know how well.
Does that change your stance?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's
got to a little.
Oh, here's some video.
I'm going to need to see him running.
If he could run,
then this is going to. I'm going to have to reevaluate my entire stance.
Yeah. It's kind of.
It's not really a run.
No.
All right,
dude.
I'm going back to it.
I think you're okay right now.
Yeah. Right there.
He looks like a speedwalker.
Yeah. I better than Deion Sanders. Yeah. Feel pretty confident about that. Take that, Deion.
In your face.
Only took me 30 years to get there. But
you think he'll get wind of this and start banning media from Portland?
Just we're out. That whiny bitch. His corner mate in Atlanta was my DB's coach at BYU, and he loved to make fun of me for being a crappy athlete. He used to call me spare parts. Brian Mitchell. He used to say that God just took whatever he had left and threw me together. He said I was like an old, like a Johnny Cash, one piece at a time. Lot of random parts thrown together. Good dude.
Coming up tonight in the club, we will explore the power of the dad joke.
Oh, you do love a good dad joke.
But right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh, yes.
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on the fan by Victorico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Online at victorico's.com.
We couldn't do diddly poo.
Number 5.
Brewers owner Mark Attanasio has been hit with a lawsuit from his neighbor. This is not in Milwaukee. This is in California. He is accused of dragging beach sand from Malibu onto his property. He is fixing a seawall. Now, he says he has all the proper permits, but his neighbor says the construction company is excavating in tidal zones. The oil is exposing marine life to hazards. Gas residue is in the water and sand. And most importantly, he is dragging beach sand up to his property, which you cannot do.
Why aren't you allowed to do that?
It's not your beach, man.
Yeah. It's not yours.
I don't know.
So I can bring sand. I just can't bring public beach sand. That makes sense. Otherwise, why wouldn't you just go get all the sand you want? You know. Those rich a-holes.
I know, they're fighting. His house is worth $23 million, or he bought it for $23
million. Yikes.
So, pretty good.
And then he's renovating it.
Yeah, he's fixing the seawall.
I love when people buy stuff for like $20 million and you're like, you know what, let's just tear it down.
Complete tear down.
You see this down in Bend a lot? You know, people buy like 3 homes right next to each other, tear them all down, and then they build some monstrosity.
I gotta say, I think I'm on the side of the Brewers owner here.
Are you?
Well, yeah, he's got all the permit. Like, look, construction equipment, you know, down on the beach, it's going to happen. Yeah, it's not his fault. You can't sue him over that. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like you can.
Boy, I'm looking here at the construction thing. That's a whole... That's
a
whole
big deal?
Yeah, it's... Boy, it's kind of jarring and alarming when you see, like, this big excavator down. Because the beach is only like, you know, it's like in Malibu. The beach is only like maybe 15 feet. You know, from the property line to the water.
Big Ten news, Wisconsin tabs Miami transfer Tyler Van Dyke as QB1.
That's Van Dimes.
Van Dimes, yes. He beats out redshirt sophomore Braden Locke, who started 3 games last year. In the SEC, Texas is down to 3 scholarship running backs. First starter CJ Baxter hurt his knee. Now top recruit Christian Clark has torn his Achilles.
Yeah, keep an eye on that. I mean, I don't care who you. This is the Nick Saban thing. You know, when they just kept losing DBs, it's like, dude, we don't just like S these guys out. Like, you do run out of positions eventually.
It's official. Vikings quarterback Jake McCarthy will miss the entire season after knee surgery. Oh, what did I say?
Jake.
Who's Jake McCarthy? Is that the guy from the Diamondbacks?
D-backs. Yeah. D-backs young player.
JJ.
He's mashing right now, by the way.
Sam Darnold time in Minnesota. McCarthy is the first-round quarterback since 1967 to miss his entire rookie season due to injury.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Wow, I wouldn't have thought.
I thought that was weird.
Boy, I would. That's kind of shocking.
Yeah. The Vikings also losing receiver Jordan Addison. They fear a torn ACL.
Oh, because I saw today that they thought that it wasn't.
O'Connell came out and said he thinks that they avoided major injury.
Yeah, like everyone thought it was like, oh my gosh. And then today the speculation was that they were saying they don't think it's that.
It seemed a little premature. Like they had the whole cart and there were the players going and like dapping up like the season was over. And that seems to have been overblown.
By the way, JJ, Jonathan James.
Okay.
Johnny J.
But no Jake.
No Jake.
Patriots have traded linebacker Matthew Judon to the Falcons. Atlanta sending a 2025 third-round pick back to New England.
This is kind of a win-win. He wanted to get paid. He's 32. He wants one last contract. New England obviously is in the midst of a rebuild. He's coming off a torn bicep, only played four games. They weren't interested in giving him the money he wants. And so it's not big draft compensation for Atlanta. I'm sure they'll probably give him a new deal with 2 years of guaranteed money. And Atlanta is the best team in that division. But I was looking. There were a bunch of people that said that their edge rushers were the worst, like ranking-wise, in the league. So you take a team that has a lot going for it, and now you add, when healthy, one of the elite pass rushers in the league, and just overall damn good defensive players. This is a nice get for Atlanta. And for New England, it makes sense not to pay a 32-year-old guy when you're not going to be good for a while. Love this movie.
Let's do it.
That's it, baby. Shot it from the rooftops.
America's number one fighting force.
Number one.
My number one fan.
Number one.
Number one.
And number one, your Portland Trailblazers are leaving Root Sports.
Yes.
They're done. They have 1 year remaining on that deal, but they're parting ways effective immediately. They say that they will announce soon where they are headed, where you can watch them this year.
Well, I mean, we all saw that. I mean, it's been a years-long struggle with Blazer fans to see their games. They haven't had a good TV deal maybe ever, going all the way back to Blazer Vision when Paul Allen cooked that piece of crap up. And what was it last year? Depending on what numbers you looked at, between, what was it, like 60 and 70% of the TV audience vanished last year? And I know for a fact that people inside the Blazers were stunned by that number and were horrified by it. You're seeing these regional deals go away left and right. You're seeing more people willing to take less money as an organization and put their games on TV, broadcast TV that are more accessible. And so we're not exactly sure where this goes, but I promise you, everything I've heard is that this will be a much, much better fan-friendly TV deal, whatever this thing ends up being.
Here is the statement from the Trailblazers they released today. Trailblazers basketball will no longer air on Root Sports, but we thank Root Sports for years of great partnership.
Was it great?
And it wasn't years.
It was barely years.
You know how many times you'd go to, even if you had Root, you'd have to go down to like the secondary Root because like the Kraken or the Mariner were, that thing was an abomination.
It was doomed from the start.
Yes.
An exciting announcement on the future television home of the Blazers and their basketball games will be made soon.
There has to be. They just make it available to people to stream and get a bunch of games on broadcast TV a la the Phoenix Suns, where even if you don't have cable, you can watch the damn Blazers. Because Lord knows there isn't a reason to tune in if you make it difficult, because they haven't been good in years. They're not going to be good next year. Let the people watch the games.
All right.
I'm going to that lake.
Victor Rico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Order now at victorricos.com. New in college football in 2024. It's something small, but is it?
Mm.
That's next on The Fan. All right. Now to college football. We're only 10 sleeps from Florida State, Georgia Tech.
Yeah. It's the ACC!
And it's not even really 10 sleeps, because a lot of us will be sleeping when the game starts.
That's true, because it's in Ireland.
Yeah, Dublin.
Is it a 5, 6 a.m. sort of West Coast thing?
I think they changed that this last time.
Yeah,
let's take a look, okay, fella?
Yeah, let's go on this journey together.
I got you.
And find out when exactly that starts.
Florida State, Georgia Tech. By the way, Georgia Tech just got some 5-star kid. Did you
I
see
know.
That?
He must be a smarty pants.
Paid him a bunch of money. 9 a.m.
He'll transfer out of there real quick.
6 a.m.
6 a.m. our time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll catch the second half of it at least. Saturdays, I'm usually up by 7. You know, we'll catch maybe end of the second quarter.
What was I going to tell you?
Oh. I don't know.
Oh.
Oh, that sounded...
Yeah.
It sounded bad.
There's something new
oh,
in
no.
college football this year.
Yeah.
And it's not a huge thing. It's probably not something that people will pay too much attention to, but I was reading an article about it, and they were talking to Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
And Steve Sarkisian about it.
What an exciting time.
And Kiffin called this a cheat code.
But now I'm interested.
Well, they have added helmet communication.
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to get rid of the stupid sign-stealing thing.
Correct. And they're able to use sideline tablets. So, you know, right now, college sidelines look pretty absurd.
Yeah, you got everyone flashing signs, and you got people holding Whoa. Cards, and there's dummy calls. And
flashing boobs.
I wish.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be
I'm
awesome.
I'm going to show you my boobs.
Well, we had the Jonathan Smith milk the clock. Remember that?
Yeah.
You had to apologize for that.
Dude, and we all knew what he was doing.
That was creative.
Yeah. He should have done the udder thing, but then it would have looked worse because then it would have been down low. But it was a badass move on the part of Jonathan Smith.
Yeah, so the sidelines look pretty ridiculous because the coach cannot communicate with his quarterback.
No, it's just stupid.
And the coaches on the defensive side cannot communicate with their defensive what do you call it? Their designated player that has the speaker
yeah.
in his helmet.
Yeah, there's one guy with a sticker on the back. He's usually the middle linebacker.
Yeah, and so this year, they will be able to, much like the NFL does, they will be able to talk to their quarterbacks
yeah.
and their defensive studs. And, you know, Kiffin was saying this is a huge deal because little things, like, you know, little keys to a play or mm-hmm. checks or assignments, the coach can communicate all of that.
It does get turned off, though, after a certain point.
I think it's like 15 seconds
yeah,
or something.
So just FYI, like, no one's at the line of scrimmage with that in their ear and a coach being able to tell them, hey, the safety's
go
coming
left,
down.
Go left,
yeah, that I forget exactly when it turns off, but at a certain point, it's there for the play call. Yes, you can get a reminder, and then it turns off, and you got to go to the line.
But
for people that do no huddle,
yes.
you have way more time to be at the line and have a coach help you out.
Well, and that's what Sark said. He said it's going to be really tough, even with the new communication. It's going to be tough on defenses because they only have one green dot guy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the coaches were lobbying for multiple green dot guys.
Yeah.
In other words, multiple guys that they can talk to.
Yes.
So that they can disseminate the play to the everyone on the defense faster.
Yeah.
But now they have to tell it to one guy and he has to tell everybody else.
Yep.
Well, if a team is going tempo, Sark said this is going to be really tough on defenses.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. Should we bet a bunch of overs this year?
It's possible. I mean, look, there'll be an adjustment period, but the NFL adjusts to this. I mean, let's not act like...
Well, no, I think it's just... Again, I'm not saying that it's like some sort of... Of course, they'll adjust to it. It's
sure.
something that fans aren't even going to notice. But what I think is interesting about it is it could make for better football. Like
sure.
it could just
make for better offenses.
Yeah, things will look better.
Yes,
and that's because Kiffin can get in his quarterback's ear.
Yeah,
or whomever, you know, yeah, Lanning or whoever.
Well, what'll happen a lot too is like something along these lines. So you call your play. You get to the line of scrimmage, and again, you're going no huddle. You're going tempo. Now you get up there, and let's say there's 12 extra seconds. Lane Kiffin in his ear can be like, hey, this looks like, you know, this looks like cover two, be aware. You want to keep an eye on the safety. Your progression looks like here's 1-2. And then obviously that turns off. And so it's still up to the quarterback to go out and execute. But yes, it will be a really nice advantage for an experienced quarterback. Like Dylan Gabriel, for example, that's, you know, I know he's new to the system, but that guy has been in a lot of college football games, understands a lot of different concepts, and you are going to be able to give him some nice little juicy tidbits at the start of a play that just give him some friendly reminders. So yeah, I think this could lead to more offense. Maybe not for everybody. I'm not betting Iowa or Wisconsin with Van Dimes out there throwing. What? But for experienced quarterbacks and savvy play callers, yes, this will be a nice little ad.
Maybe this is just what Brian Ferentz needs. Oh wait, he got fired.
Yeah. Well, I guess they were saying too in Iowa scrimmages, it still looks putrid.
They got a new OC.
Yeah, they got a new OC.
It's gonna take some time, maybe 10 years.
Oh god, so. And I've already forgot his name.
Tim Lester.
But I guess I was reading the other day that they're saying so far in practices, it's not like the offense is like lighting the world on fire.
And we expected it to light the world on fire?
I think there was an idea that maybe it couldn't get any worse, right? So,
Kirk Ferentz said that their offense has the potential to be better this year.
Yeah. When you're at the threshold of hell, that's the Chevy Chase thing. How could it get any worse? We're at the threshold of hell. That's the Iowa offense. You can only go up from here.
Right.
But I just like that we don't have to deal with any more of the stupid signs and stealing and all that. Although, wait until someone says that someone's cracking into their helmet communication.
Phil Knight.
There are those rumors out there. Just saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, it can't be that hard, can it? Like, if you wanted to get in on a headset of a team in a stadium,
you probably could. It certainly feels like you
especially
could.
At the college level.
And there's definitely been rumors of at certain stadiums, having communications turned off and not working when one side has the ball.
Both sidelines communications work for one specific sideline.
Yes.
Well, doesn't the other one have...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Have to turn it off if one doesn't work?
Supposedly.
They're supposed to.
But there's a lot of gamesmanship that people accuse people of. And I've even heard, I've never heard any direct accusations, but I've heard people that suggest the idea of spying that they don't trust necessarily all the communications because they believe that there could be other people listening. But again, you'd have to have someone understanding what you're saying, listening in real time, relay it down. I mean, it would be very, very difficult.
Connor Stallions can't even do that.
But the coaches love conspiracy theories. I told you my offensive line coach used to go with binoculars and stand at the top of the stadium and scan during walkthroughs because he was convinced that someone was trying to steal our jet age secrets.
Chip had armed guards up on the top of, when we were where were we? Phoenix, Glendale for the
Chip put people on other buildings outside the practice stadium on the roof with spotters looking around. All secret
they had
service
guns, dude.
I think those were just binoculars. Oh. But he was another one of those guys that was extremely paranoid. And, you know, to be honest with you, with Chip, because of, I hate to use the word gimmicky because it was so effective, but it was an offense predicated on gimmicks. It just was.
It was something unique that took everyone some time to catch up to.
Yes. And so I think he was right. That particular kind of offense, he was right to be suspicious of people trying to get a look at what he was doing in practice. 100%.
All right. Well, bet the over.
Yeah. Good offenses.
Smart coaches, right? Like,
smart coaches.
Offensive coaches.
With experienced quarterbacks. Yes. A la Jackson Dart, Lane Kiffin.
They can have a high-level conversation in 7 seconds.
Yes. Defenses are about
very
to get,
helpful.
Defenses, playing defense in college football was already hard. It just got harder. How about that? And this is, but
you
this,
like that?
But this is a football thing in general. Dude, it's just hard to play defense.
Everything
in the game of football, and I mean everything now, is set up for the offense to be successful, which is amazing when Iowa can't do it.
Yeah, no kidding. We don't want defense.
No.
Get out of here. They should just take the defense off the field.
Flag
we want
football.
Points.
Well, you get them, unless you're
playing
Iowa. Well, watch Ole Miss.
Yeah, I was kind of going through my head like, who would this benefit the most? I do think Lane Kiffin, Jackson Dart.
Yeah,
they'll probably be pretty dangerous on the headset.
Sark Ewers would be a good one.
Yeah,
you know, again, I'll go with a 6-year quarterback like Dylan Gabriel that's been around the block.
But now Stein, wait, so can Stein talk to him?
Yes.
So anybody on the headset can talk to the quarterback?
There'll be one. So it'll be Stein. It'll be their OC.
Yeah, so they'll just...
So it's one-to-one. So there's...
And then Lanning can talk to the defense, probably?
I would assume, unless he wants someone else.
Tosh.
But yeah, there's one. So I my guess, honestly, it is Tosh, because I'm pretty sure he calls the defenses. So
we'll have to ask him that when he comes on.
Yeah.
Our
show. It's just the one-way communication. Got the little sticker on the back. And honestly, it would be insane if you had more than one person.
It's
chaos.
It's already. Have you ever heard any communications? Like, it's hard enough.
But we talked to Lanning about that last year, and he was talking about how chaotic it is.
Yeah, sometimes you got to tell everyone to shut them.
Well, even with like that Ducks versus them that we saw last season, we'd be privy to some of the headset stuff going on just between coaches, not coach and player, but coordinator to Lanning and vice versa. And like, I see that Bo has this. Yeah, he should have that open. And you get all those voices. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Anybody watch the second that team out west yet?
I got the second Hard Knocks in, and then I kind of forgot about the team out west, and I watched about 10 minutes on the dog walk today, and then I ran out. I forgot.
Hmm.
So
I watched that team out west, but have not yet watched Hard Knocks.
So we did reversies.
I got to watch both tonight.
Hmm.
I'm going to have a big, big show tomorrow. Hot thoughts.
Really big show.
Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Their strength and conditioning guy, the Ducks, might, well, I shouldn't say that.
What?
Oh, so he's got very high energy. I was going to allude to some substance problem, but that wouldn't be fair.
Yeah, don't do that. That's more of a...
Then we're going to have a meeting.
Yeah, I know.
That's more of a fan man sort of thing.
of course.
Yeah, dude, every strength conditioning coach...
They are a different breed, man.
Yeah, it's...
They kind of have to be, don't they?
I don't think they have to, but they just are.
You kind of got to bring the energy. Like, you can't have a low energy, low T strength and conditioning coach.
I'm not saying you have to have a low T, but my God.
Normal T?
This guy's bouncing off the walls.
It's my platform, regular T.
They all look and act exactly the same.
Yeah, they do.
And are they all former linebackers? That's what it feels like.
It does feel like there's an element of that.
Where's that goober that Oregon had for a while that
he's
came
down at Miami.
Aaron Feld. Yeah, he followed Cristobal.
Yeah, that mustache is back. The new guy, though, he doesn't have a mustache. He's got some eyebrows.
His name's Wilson Love.
Wilson Love doesn't have the Feld mustache, but I'm telling you, you take a look at those eyebrows and tell me that you want to cross those brows. He's got Mr. Potato angry eyebrows at all times, and he does a lot of hand clapping. We like a lot of very vicious Nicole Kidman hand clapping.
Did he play?
Yeah,
he looks like he played.
Yeah, he was a linebacker at Alabama.
Ooh. Hmm. All right.
That went through a bunch of injury stuff.
Okay.
And now he's ready to...
I say put him on the headset.
Squat thrust and clean and jerk and...
Wait, what?
All those other things. Those are lifts.
Not in my house.
You don't clean and jerk?
Oh, we do. It's just probably going to look a little different.
Hey, there's lots of different ways. You know, there's lots of different techniques. Don't worry about it.
Okay, where should the Blazers take their games, and should the Vikings sign Ryan Tannehill? Here's Buck. Man, pulling muscles over here. Sports radio is tough.
All that cleaning and jerking you're doing?
Yeah, man.
Are you more into the snatch?
Ow! Ow! Ow!
That, again, is an Olympic lift.
Well, anyway.
Did you not know that?
No.
Some of the Olympic
snatch
lifts...
Snatch means something different in my house.
You can also get the power snatch. Now, I don't know if the Olympics has the power snatch, but yes, you in the Olympic weightlifting competition, you clean and jerk and you snatch.
Hot. So I'm watching someone.
Mind out of the gutter.
Someone texted in and they said, "You have no idea what Wilson Love is about. See him at Florida Atlantic. Look him up on YouTube." So I did.
He's intense.
Well, I'm barely into it, but there's an 8-minute profile of him on. I guess he was at Ole Miss in 2021 with Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, I see it right here.
There is a profile of, if you want to see it, he's on YouTube, and there is a Wilson Love profile on the Ole Miss Rebels YouTube channel. Okay. So you can go watch. If you want to know what he's about, he's the we're talking about him because he's the Oregon strength and conditioning coach.
And he seems very intense.
Yes, and so there is a, if you want to know more, maybe he'll be profiled on the Ducks show that they're doing.
Oh, he was this week, basically.
Oh, so they did do a profile.
Well, I don't know. Profiling's hard, but they spent a lot of time with him and what his role is and motivating players and getting the most out of everyone. He was a big focus point this week.
Okay. So you can watch the Ole Miss point of view or the Oregon Ducks point of view on him.
The text line bro here, Vancouver Ford text line, saying we have no idea what Wilson Love is about. Is that like a shot at us or like, holy God, buckle up for Wilson Love?
Ooh, that could be taken either way. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, I did see that he played at Alabama. He won a couple national titles there. Well, he didn't play, but he was on the Alabama team. He was a defensive lineman. It doesn't look like he ever really played, but he won a couple national titles there, and he was a GA at Alabama, and he's worked his way up the rankings.
I'm sure he's great. Okay, so Sports Business Radio, Brian Berger is out with a tweet just hot off the presses here.
Yeah.
And he says that the Trailblazers games will appear on Fox 12 and the CW as the over-the-air TV option in Portland, starting with the 2024-25 season.
There you go. So we knew that there would...
But he does. He continues with this phrase. He says, conversations are fluid.
Yeah. Well, look, again, behind the scenes, we knew that they were going to come to some form of broadcast TV. With all the disastrous crap that's gone on with their TV deals, you knew they were coming to broadcast TV. So if this turns out to be Fox 12 and CW, it makes total sense. Obviously, the CW trying to get more into sports, that would make sense. I mean, we're on there. And then there will be, I guarantee it, there'll be some form of streaming option. I don't know where that will be, if they'll put out their own or if there'll be a stream on one of these, but there's going to be a broadcast option on regular TV, and there'll be some form of streaming option. There just has to be.
Well, I don't know. The CW, if that's true, are you going to get Neil Olshade?
For what?
By Joe Cronin.
What did I do?
I think it's really sexy.
Well, you're going to say something stupid.
Well, wouldn't that be your department?
Well, I didn't say anything stupid. I just said truths.
There ain't gonna be no buddy-buddy stuff.
That's the difference. He didn't like that.
He didn't like that.
I don't know. I mean, you know, we're on the CW from 3 to 4.
Yeah.
That's the Blazers network.
Oh, so if it's the new Blazers network, he can kick us off because he doesn't like something we said?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
What if we're just like, well, we were here first?
Guys, move on.
I think, no offense, but I think they may be more important to the CW than we are.
I think we should try to play the Wheel Over Here first card.
I don't know about that.
Bro.
Should I just start wearing, like, what was the, who was it, the Barstool guy that did the Roger Goodell clown shirt?
Yeah.
What if I just started a seemingly innocent but also very pointed campaign against Joe Cronin with t-shirts
on his channel that carries his games?
I did the Joe Cronin clown shirt, and then just, you know, stuff that may isn't like as outward but clearly is sending a message to Joe Cronin,
like those A's fans that just wear the shirts that say sell, you know. You could have one that just says new GM now or something.
Like, what are you talking about?
I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything.
What are you, I'm wearing a red shirt that says new GM. What it was, get so butthurt. Start attacking Jody while I'm at it. Just get one of a Navy SEAL and a thong, you know, some penguin, wasn't it penguin bones that she was dealing with?
Do you think that, I think it was either penguin or giraffe.
Yeah, there was some sort of bones.
How do you think that you could get fired? Serious question.
Mm-hmm.
Not by Cronin or the Blazers.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they're very Neil Olshay-esque. Like, they don't.
It does not appear
they're different now.
Yeah. And I'll give credit to everyone over there. They have gotten way less red-assy.
Oh, yeah. They understand.
It's way,
you know,
better.
As long as you're fair, or yes, trying to be fair, it's like... It's, yeah.
Don't take cheap shots.
Guys, move on.
But if you just really lay into Jody Allen over and over and over and over...
The Costanza trying to get fired by the Yankees.
Yeah, exactly. Would she give you the time? Like, would you get fired? Like, I feel like she is so above anything that we do.
Yeah.
I don't think it's possible.
Really?
Someone in her inner circle would have to hear it or be informed and then actually be privy to it themselves and be like, all right, Joe, do you really got to hear this?
I'm going to say this in all seriousness. Like, I've said many times in this program, I am a lot. And I understand I'm a lot. If you really just said everything is on the table and I just get to do, I'm purposely trying to get fired, I think I could get fired.
No, but you have to be fired by Jody Allen.
Yes.
She's the only one that can fire you. And you can't back channel it. It has to be, you can't be like, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it has to be on the air. You have to say so much crap about her on the air that she eventually fires you.
I think I could get a cease and desist, and there would be meetings, and I do.
There'd be a lawsuit.
I think it could, yeah.
There would be.
If I didn't stop, yeah, I think I could get canned. I guarantee I would get sat down and be told to stop, and if I didn't, yeah. Yeah, I mean, dude, you know, for anything we say on this show, we all know that is like a three or four of what is capable of this thing turning into.
Especially against her. There's
so
a lot
different
of ammo.
Question. Could you go like the full Monty and get fired without even having the first meeting, without even getting the warning? Could you do something?
Probably not.
Yeah.
After this long and yeah,
we're, by Jode?
No, we'd get meetinged. There would be.
Oh yeah, there would be a meeting.
There'd
sure.
be meetings. There would be warnings.
I never had a meeting though.
No, that was.
I didn't.
No, you didn't.
I mean, it was like out of nowhere. And those spineless weasels at Comcast Sportsnet didn't have my back.
No,
even though they said they did.
No, that was. I guess it wasn't shocking necessarily. Because you know what people are capable of, especially people over there or used to be. But it was kind of jarring. I was like, "Are you kidding me?" Over a tweet, and then the nerve.
Are you kidding me?
Well, it wasn't just a tweet.
Are you kidding me?
Just commentary on the show. But the what did you say? The dishonesty in how it happened. Like, if you're gonna fire someone because you don't like them or you don't like what they're saying, and you're trying to control the message,
then own that.
Then own it. Just be like, hey, 100%. This is our show. And we don't appreciate this, so we're going to go in a different direction. And you know what? I would actually, I would have respect for that. But this whole, you know, trying to cook up a horse crap reason for it, that's the stuff that's BS. The Orioles did that, right? When they suspended their broadcaster. Like, that crap is just, get out of here.
What if somebody texts in the Vancouver 4 text line, what if Jody just bought Odyssey?
Yeah, and that would be.
And you're toast, dude.
She's
an
still
Odyssey
might not
station.
Care. Like, if she bought
Honesty, she still might not care. You're right. Like, I just feel like they are.
Would she even know?
Paul was like this, and she's like this. They are just in another orbit. Yeah. Like, they do not deal with people like.
No. You would have to really.
You don't operate in the same orbit.
You'd have to go. Have you seen Sicario?
What?
Have you seen the movie Sicario?
I love her.
It is really one of the best movies to come out over the last 15 years. And this is the whole plot. They're trying to get to one of the major drug lords in Mexico. So they hire people to basically stir up a hornet's nest so that someone powerful will pay attention. You would have to do that.
Yeah.
You would have to cause so many problems. You would have to just be such a pain in the ass that eventually someone would go to Jody Allen and be like, seriously.
Like, I know you don't usually care about this, but you've got to hear what these idiots are saying.
You should care.
Please don't rope me into this.
It was your idea, genius.
No, for you.
But it was your idea.
I've already been indoctrinated. I don't need another
one. That is true. You've already been canned. I was not fired. My show just went away.
What was I going to tell you?
I don't know.
Oh, I think another good idea for you would be, I think, because she does go to the games,
mm-hmm.
maybe there.
Sit down behind her and heckle her?
Yeah, like, I think you could get a lot further if it was an in-person thing.
Oh, okay. Just sit, like, two rows behind her and do James Dolan, Charles Oakley thing? What do you imagine just sitting behind Jody Allen and just heckle? You'd get kicked out with him.
Yeah, you'd get booted.
You'd get booted.
I wonder if you could, like, I don't even see anybody talking to her or meeting her. Like, you couldn't go up to Paul.
No.
He had security sitting right there.
Those two Israeli dudes kind of scared me, to be honest with you.
Does she have security down there?
I'm guessing.
Like, could I just go up to her and be like, hey, really appreciate everything you do, even though I don't, but
I don't think so.
I have to suck up to you?
No.
Hi.
I don't think
My name's Isaac. I do a radio show here, and...
No.
She won't even return his calls, you freaking... Bitch!
Yeah, she won't even.
What is up with that?
She won't even call Phil Knight back.
I don't think you could get close to her.
No.
No.
She is an aloof bitch. What if I said, I want to be on you?
Like, well, then, you know, maybe. You know, you throw.
What if she liked the.
You throw a little chest hair and, you know.
What if she was like, huh?
A little silver fox action?
Who are you?
Like, what's going on?
My life's about to change.
Well, the answer to that question is yes. I mean.
What?
You know, it's...
I've choked a cougar.
It happens. You have no choice. It's like the Queen of England. You just rest in peace. You say yes.
All right. One final sports segment is coming up next, you guys.
Sports? Really?
This is The Fan.
Yeah.
So Wilson Love is the Oregon strength and conditioning coach.
Yeah.
And we're trying to learn about him.
We did.
And there is an Ole Miss.
Yeah.
There's a.
Yeah. If you go to YouTube and you just type in Wilson Love, it'll say it's like episode 6 of the Ole Miss did their own, you know, that team out west a couple years ago. Same thing, Hard Knock style. And there's an entire episode dedicated to Wilson Love. And wow. If I had to sum up Wilson Love. It would be, and I quote from Wilson Love, get it. That's Wilson Love.
Can we clip that, please?
I think we're going to have to.
Thank you.
That is, by the way, that is a direct quote.
What was he doing? Like somebody was running or something?
No, that was just, I believe it was just at the start of a workout when for some unknown reason, he just started yelling that. I understand the crazy strength and conditioning coach, and he certainly fits that mold.
Do you think there's a strength and conditioning coach anywhere in the country that we would like?
Probably
anywhere.
Not. Probably not.
I mean anywhere.
Probably not.
I'm guessing not.
No. This is
it's our kryptonite.
This is what strength and conditioning coaches are now.
We're going to melt.
And I can't. It just doesn't. It doesn't work.
What did they used to be? They're probably always like this.
Mine wasn't.
Really?
No. It was back in the day. It was.
Was he super chill?
He just wasn't.
Had dreadlocks?
Yeah, he was just like an old fat guy. Now they're all, you know, they're all like this. They're all ex-players or like D linemen, linebackers, very intense, young. They bring the energy. Dude, my guy just was. He was an old guy named Chuck Stiggins, who was like an Olympic power lifter back in the day.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, you know, I just
Chuck Stiggins.
Yeah, and then I had Jay Omar, who was one of the he worked for like the Olympics too, and like Georgia Tech, and they were just, I don't know, they were just kind of old men that were, you know, you ran through your programs. It wasn't. the strength and conditioning coach used to not really be a coach. He was just in charge of workouts. Now the strength and conditioning coach, for a lot of times, you kind of set the tone of the program because they're able to be around the players year-round, and they really have become like a like an energy czar. Like Alabama's guy, I think his name was Scott Cochran. I think he's at Georgia now. He was kind of the prototype for this, who would like the modern day strength and conditioning
coach. He started getting paid more than a lot of coordinators around the country. Like he got to be a big deal.
Yeah. And he was this way, this almost cartoonish, over the top sort of thing. And that has kind of become the college way, but none of my guys in the NFL were like this. None of my guys in college were like this. And that doesn't mean they weren't there, but I'm telling you, this breed of strength and conditioning coach is the last 15-ish years has really become the norm.
Get it.
Yes. Can we compare that to the Wilson Love one?
Let me go grab it. Yeah.
Let's grab that.
Yeah, let me go get it.
Yeah, he barks a lot. You know, he makes noises.
All right. Yeah. Well,
it's a hell of a profile.
The world needs strength and conditioning coaches too, I guess. Yes. But boy, I tell you what.
And he claims he's like this. He says, you think this is an act? He goes, I'm like this when I eat supper.
Yeah. Again, those guys aren't, you can't fake that.
It's a whole type of person.
Yes, it's a type. Exactly. It is an archetype of which I want no part of. Thank you.
You would not, no, this would not work.
I mean, what job would you be least, like, I'm thinking strength and conditioning coach is like the one job where, like, if you laid out 20 things that you must have to be a strength and conditioning coach, I would have zero of them. And I mean zero, perhaps negative five of them. Do you have that? Like, is there one job that you are so not fit for, it's comical? Because that's mine.
That would be. Like, if I had to if you had to think of
I mean, everything that you have to be a strength and conditioning coach, I cannot stand.
No.
Everything. Everything.
I'm trying to think of what my actual, the
except for the tail. You'd probably get a lot of tail.
Yeah, but you got to be in like really good shape and like have.
Because you're all jacked.
Yeah, you're all jacked, but that's, you're not.
But I'm not, I hate that. Like, I don't want that.
You don't want that either.
I want to play golf, drink.
I'm trying to think of what mine would, maybe like a youth pastor. like that would be pretty bad.
Yeah, youth pastor.
If you put me in charge of some sort of youth church group, like I was in charge, like you, like here's 15. Like young, impressionable, horny teens, like mold them. That would.
And you have to plan things and execute things.
And the image of God and chastity. And it would. It would be.
You would not be good at that.
It would not go well. No, it would be.
They would hate you.
Yes. Yes, they would. I don't know who would get fired first.
Me or you?
Yes.
Well, I'm never getting that job. Well, you might.
I put on it. Oh, I got this. Yeah, trust me. Would you let me lead your children?
Can you imagine somebody hiring me as the strength and conditioning coach? I mean, what high school does Dusty work with?
Dusty Banks. Works out at Banks.
I'm gonna get with Dusty tomorrow. I'm like, dude, look, you guys got to bring me in.
You know how you'd coach those guys up?
Freaking punch it, bitch. That's right. I'd come in as a Hail Mary coach.
Yeah.
Turn into their strength and conditioning coach.
That's right. You're in there.
You want to lose every game? Get on my plan.
Rob's out there flipping tires, pushing sleds. Let's go.
We're chipping and putting today, guys. I'll meet you at the course.
Work on the rotation.
And then we're going to go have some team bonding over pizza and beer.
Well, don't forget the hot tub and the schwitz. You got to have the sauna time, right?
All right, we're ready for the club, it sounds like. At least I think.
Probably.
Do you...
Get it.
I think we're ready for the club.
Watch the profile of him, dude.
I'm pulling that audio right now.
Yeah, I saw like the first minute of it and I was eye rolling. But I do want to watch the rest of it. Yeah. See what he's all about. See what he's evolved into. He's a lot more jacked now than he was at Ole Miss.
Yeah, he's bulked up.
At Oregon.
Yeah. Bulked up. You got to bring the intensity, baby. You have Phil the Sleeves.
Aaron Feld, is that the guy's name?
Aaron Feld.
He got way more jacked at Oregon, too.
Yeah, he had his campaign was Phil the Sleeves. He wanted you to do 100 curls every day for like a month leading up to the season.
Why?
I was like, you got to fill the sleeves, man. Although I am not a strength and conditioning coach, but I never understood that I would think that would hurt my arms. 100
That's
curls
what I mean.
Every day.
Like, where's the Tom Brady method?
I need the rest day.
I want you guys pliable.
Yeah, he doesn't. No, that's right out. What are you talking about?
Is there anything dad jokes can't do?
Make people laugh.
Well, I don't like that at all from you.
Sorry. My negative
dad
attitude.
Jokes are great.
Well, maybe if you were more like Wilson Love, I'd be inspired.
Well, I'm not like Wilson Love, okay?
No.
And guess what?
Do you want the comparison? I now have the comparison.
Yeah.
You want Sook or Wilson Love first?
Sook.
Get it.
Commitment to the bit. I like it.
Yeah.
And here is Wilson Love.
What is he saying?
I thought
he's literally saying ga 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 ga.
I thought he was saying get it, but I guess he's just saying ga.
He might there the it opens with him speaking gibberish to like a running back or something. It's very odd.
Well, I had the volume low, but I thought he was saying get it. He might just be.
I love the end of it.
I was giving him too much credit saying that he was saying get it.
You sure were.
Well, now I need another take at
it. That is great. Ah!
You know what I would love to do?
Fuck to it.
I would love to go down to one of their workouts and like full on wear the short shorts, wear the tank top, and then imitate. Just follow Wilson Love around and just do a Wilson Love impression while he's being Wilson Love.
Something tells me he would not.
I don't think he would take
like
it
that.
Well, but I would.
He doesn't seem to have a sense of humor.
I would love that.
Let's be great.
I go down there and lift weights with them. Let's go. I got. Let's go. Let's do it. I can be high T. I can do some John Gruden. I need some genuine fake enthusiasm, Wilson Love. Let's do it. I'm ready to fill the sleeves.
All right, a new study finding coming up next to kick off the club on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots
of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the Free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.